This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The new year, eventful as it has been so far, also means the start of a new semester for a lot of colleges and universities. Except maybe this year because some of those schools have decided to again delay classes or move what would have been in person online. But another round of delayed starts and virtual learning is going to have both immediate and some long-term economic implications for those schools, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Mary Beth Gassman's daughter is a student at Bryn Mawr College. She was supposed to go back to school in mid-January, and now she's looking at mid-February.
They're definitely coming back on campus and staying in residence halls, but the last email we got was, you know, this could change at any point.
Gassman isn't only a college parent. She teaches at Rutgers and studies minority-serving institutions of higher education. She says schools are weighing health risks and their finances to make decisions.
If you don't have a safety net and you don't have a strong endowment and you are very, very tuition reliant, your situation is much, much more dire.
Dire because of reduced enrollment and unexpected costs. Millions of dollars spent on personal protective equipment and COVID-19 testing. Chris Marsicano is with the College Crisis Initiative at Davidson College.
A lot of institutions are heavily dependent on tuition and on room and board in order to keep their doors open.
School budgets are in worse shape now than they were last fall, says Robert Kelchin, a professor of higher education at Seton Hall.
But on the bright side, there's a clearer ending point to the pandemic than there was in the fall.
That's due to the vaccine. And Kelchin says schools have taken other steps, laying off staff, canceling majors, delaying entry to PhD programs, and pay cuts. Kelchin says his pay was cut by 7% in the spring. It's unclear when it'll be restored. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.